The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us today on this exciting weekend right here in Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city. And we're here to talk real estate. We have fantastic real estate professionals right here today for you. And as always, go to Stewart.com/radio. That's right, Stewart.com/radio, where you could see and hear the shows right there at the show archive at Stewart.com/radio. Let's get down to business and talk with Becky Ray. Her company is Allegiance Realty. Becky Ray, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Here you are. Real estate. Every day, right? It's exciting.
Yes.
At Allegiance Realty. So Becky Ray, let's tell people, first of all, about Allegiance Realty.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm with Allegiance Realty Associates. I also have a team that's Enlighten Realty Group. We are kind of all over the Houston, the Bay Area, and I'm specifically in League City. We are a smaller brokerage, very intimate group of basically, we were empowering leaders in our group. So that is something about us.
Well, geographically speaking, let's tell people, I think there are people in Houston, Texas. It's such a big city, mm-hmm. and we have so many places on the edges, in between, and everything else. But sometimes people may not know where League City is, mm-hmm. and especially those listening outside on the internet or something. But let's give people an idea about League City and some of the surrounding really dynamic places that people like to live right there. And really, it's on the way to Galveston, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I would say we're about 30 minutes or so from Galveston. And then Kima Boardwalk is right around the corner from League City. I'm actually a resident of Kima. And the surrounding areas would be Friendswood, Webster, Deer Park, Pasadena. Those are all the areas that we service. So really the South Houston area.
So if you're looking, say, at the center of Houston from afar or something, that's pretty much southeast, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And then you keep going, there's Galveston Island, mm-hmm. and so many great places to live. People that would think about living in those areas, one of the first things I think about is the water. There's water around there. So if someone wants to look at the water, be close to the water, mm-hmm. these cities may be a good choice for them. Would that be
absolutely
right?
Yes, definitely. Galveston is the place to be. Even League City, there's bay areas all around. So I would say from Kima, where I live, 10 minutes in Seabrook is where I go to the beach often. So anywhere that water is.
And as far as living by the water, if somebody wanted to live, let's say, and they had a budget of, I don't know, $400,000, mm-hmm. would we be able to find a condo or some kind of living place where we can enjoy the water views?
Absolutely. That's definitely an affordable range for League City area and to be right by the water. Absolutely.
So that sounds pretty good. But mm-hmm. yet, we're not limited to that. There's just regular neighborhoods and other things all around Kima, League mm-hmm. City, and
exactly.
that sort of thing.
League City is growing so much. I was just reading an article the other day. Population is about 120,000, and we're suspected to grow to the 230s range in the next 5 to 10 years because of the building in the southwest of League City area. There's about 40% of land over there that needs to be built on. So population is just growing and growing in League City.
So it sounds like there's still opportunities. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned available land, it makes me think of new home construction.
Correct.
Is there new home construction?
Yes, absolutely. They're doing some planning right now in League City, but there's definitely some new neighborhoods being constructed and built, and then roads are being built to complement the new subdivisions right now. So,
we're talking with Becky Ray. The company is Allegiance Realty, and right now, Becky, as far as helping buyers and sellers, are you helping more buyers or more sellers these days?
You know what? I'm a really, I love helping buyers. Absolutely. Like that's, I would say 70% of my clientele is buyers. But sellers are just as much, you know, it's 50% for me, 50% selling, 50% buying, right now. And that's something that I'm really passionate about is the buyers right now, first time home buyers specifically. That's something that, I feel like I have a niche for. And education, making sure you're attaining your real estate goals. I feel like there's a lot of fear with just even moving. There's a lot of fear with what's going on with interest rates and things like that. And I feel like with me, my goal is to get you as comfortable as possible, educate you as much as I can, and attain your real estate goals. Don't let the fear stop you from doing what you want to do. If you want to move to a bigger, to a smaller, to a new area, whatever that may be, like I'm here to help you and guide you throughout that process.
Well, you're sort of reading my mind in that I'm thinking, yeah, what's going on right now in terms of the pace? Is it busy right now in these areas, Kima and League City and things like that? Or are these things really inhibiting the market action, so
Absolutely.
To speak?
I feel like the market's still busy. There is a lot more buyers than sellers out there. Right now, there's a limited homes for sale. Interest rates are stopping some buyers from buying at this very moment, but I feel like now is the best time as any to buy, to be honest.
No doubt about it. Also, as far as people that are moving from, let's say, other places, and we certainly hear about them on the show here, how many of these people are, or are you serving people that are coming from out of state to live in League City or Kima? Because I think it's kind of interesting. How would they know about this area of water and these things? Mm-hmm. You seeing people from other states?
You know what? I don't service too many people from out of state. I know that there's people moving to go to the medical center for Galveston, the UTMB. That's a big, you know, thing. People are moving to go to the hospital and to work there. But I get a lot of my business from referrals and from social media. And referrals are pretty much all over the Houston area that I'm getting right now. And they're just moving from one spot of Houston to another spot of Houston. That's really my clientele.
When you're talking about social media, what are the platform or platforms that you use the most where you get the big results?
I utilize Facebook majority of the time. I also have it connected to my Instagram page, a lot of the things that I post on Facebook, but Facebook is where I get a lot of my clients, where I spend a lot of my time posting and advertising, marketing, and really getting my name out there.
So Facebook, then I'm on the right spot because I use Facebook a lot for things like this where we post the segments with you and others on. So Facebook, I think, is pretty good. And it seems like people really spend a lot of time on Facebook, whether in real estate or anything else. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. There's so many groups and pages to get associated with. That's why I love it the most, is because I can get connected with so many different groups of people. And just my goal is to have community within those people. So whatever group it may be, real estate group, you know, book club groups, anything like that, you know, just building community. I feel like that's where Facebook is all about community and outreach.
And before we started, you mentioned something about as you're building a team. Let's tell people about why you're building a team and a little bit about the progress you're making and how the team concept may help buyers or sellers.
Absolutely. My team is Enlighten Realty Group, and we specialize in all different areas of real estate. So my goal with my team is to have a rental guide person to help you, a listing type person, a buyer's guide person. So somebody that knows and has niches in those specific areas to help guide you throughout the process. So there's many different ways, you know, investment properties. There's so many different things in real estate that you can get into. And so my goal is to have each person in my team to be like, have that associated niche so that they would be an expert in that area. And right now my team is growing. I am building my team to be leaders. I want each individual person to be a leader on my team, as well as I'm the team leader, but also have that leader mentality to have that niche, like I was mentioning about being, you know, that expert in that particular area.
And you were mentioning there's a conference coming up for realtors. You want to mention that?
Yes. So our brokerage, Allegiance Realty Associates, is doing a conference in Deer Park, Texas, August 28th and 29th. This conference is called SOAR. So this is a realtor conference. sponsored by realtors, for realtors. There's going to be about 300 realtors tickets available for the August 28th to 29th. And we're going to have about over 20 sponsors as well and over 20 speakers. And these speakers are from out all of Houston. And there's going to be lenders, title companies. There's going to be business professionals all speaking on real estate and how that can benefit your brokerage, benefit your team, and help our clients ultimately.
Sounds pretty exciting. SOAR, S-O-A-R.
Yes.
And also, again, we're at the halfway point. As we anticipate, it's going to be a very interesting year. So how do you think it's going to play out between now and then and the end of the year, if you were to guess?
Oh, I think it's just going to continue to climb. The summer is always a busy time for me and my business. And I think the industry is just going to, you know, keep picking up business. I don't see anything standing in my way.
Nothing is standing in your way. That's so awesome. Well, Becky, before we close the segment, anything else you want people to know about what you're doing?
I'm also a business coach. So that is where my heart lies, is making sure that I'm setting goals with people and achieving them. So if you're having some fear, if you're having some anxiety about anything in your business, I'm here to help just make sure that you are guided in the right direction and you're achieving your real estate goals and business goals.
And let's tell people how they can reach you, Becky Ray with Allegiance Realty.
Yes. So my email address is BeckyRayRealEstate@gmail.com. And my phone number is 254-500-3914. And my Facebook page is Becky Ray Real Estate, 254-500-3914.
Thank you so much, Becky Ray.
Thank you.
As we continue, let's talk to Judy St. Julian. Her company is Wazell Properties. Judy, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Super awesome to see you. And of course, Wazell Properties. Let's tell people about your company, Wazell Properties.
Yes, I moved over to Wazell Properties 6 years ago from a big box company that I had been with several times. And I wanted, at this stage of my career, I wanted a transaction-based company. And having met Shelley Wazell once was all it took. She, in 29 years of real estate, I will say that she's the best hands-on broker that I've ever worked for. And although she's transaction-based, she has classes every week, free classes, CE classes. I give classes for them sometimes. And she is there for, she has all 1,400 agents in her phone. She does return her calls, and she addresses everybody's questions on Facebook if need be. She's a hands-on, she's also our supervisor, managing supervisor.
Well, also, if I remember, Wazell, there's other locations here in Texas for Wazell.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Austin, San Antonio, Dallas-Fort Worth, Corpus Christi, College Station. She has brokerages there, plus commercial. She has commercial in every one of her offices. And in Houston, we probably have 5 or 6 satellite offices. So we have agents out in Sugar Land, Katy, Pearland, down the southeast side. Our corporate office is off of Highway 6 near 529 in Copperfield. And we have a Galleria office, which I'm based out of, which is, as I said, a satellite office. Most of the agents work out of their house, but there, we have some buildings, like in spring, we have a brand new office up there.
Wow, well, covering the Houston universe in a magnificent way every day, right, Judy?
Absolutely.
Well, let's tell people, as far as your area of focus is here in the Houston area, I'm sure you go all over, but let's say the last 10, 20 transactions, where have you spent your time mostly geographically?
I actually am all over the place, and I'll tell you the reason is back in the mid-2000s when we had the foreclosures, I turned that into lemonade because I worked for foreclosure brokers. So my sphere of influence was investors, and until that market fell out, we had offices from Conroe to Galveston. So I was having to travel in all different directions because we really only had so many agents, 5 or 6 agents that worked for them. And so it puts me in other places. I do have listings in Clear Lake as well as Sugar Land or Katy. But I would say more centralized for the most part.
Well, we mentioned before we started recording as far as the Heights. You're also in the Heights. And we haven't really talked about the Heights too much lately. But there in the Heights.
Blowing and going.
It's a very popular area, right?
Yes. Always appreciating in value. And I used to tell my investors back then, you might get it cheaper, more for your bang for your buck out in the suburbs, but the appreciation value on your land is going to be on the inside the loop.
Well, that's a good point, yes.
Because there isn't much land to be had. So that's always going to have an appreciation value, even if your house doesn't.
And that's a good point. As we think about land and how that relates to new home construction, again, thinking of the Heights, if someone's looking for new construction, can we find that in the Heights?
You can. They're usually custom builds. And the land, like I say, I'm going to say back in 2005, I had a listing in the Heights. And I mean, like one day, and they were all over it because it was a 7,500 square foot lot, which was two 2,500 lots. It was on three lots. And blow it, they just wanted it because they can build townhouses on them.
And they sure do.
But if you take the price of what I got for the land back then, and now it's probably three, four times that value, the land.
Exactly. And as far as, let's say, as far as the buyers and sellers, are you doing more listings right now here in the last month or two? Or
actually, I do have more listings than I have buyers. And July is my anniversary date for my license. It'll be 29 years. So I would say my business majority-wise is repeat business and referrals. Listing coming up, it's somebody I sold the house to in 2004.
Well, happy anniversary, you know, too, by the way.
Another investor was brought to me by somebody I sold a house to in 2006 when I sold them a foreclosure. So I do keep in touch with the people. And if I do say so myself, I'm pretty knowledgeable. And I do a lot of reading. I read everything, whether it's Inman News, HAR, 5-Minute Realtor, Bob Hill's Insights. And this is what the agents need to keep on track of what is going on with our industry. A lot of people are scared. There's nothing to be scared about. You take the lemons and you make them into lemonade. You're going to have the knowledge to get through this successfully. You can't do things the old way. You need to answer your telephone, which is my number one advice to a realtor when they get their license. Answer your phone. I don't mean a text. Answer your phone. People are not even texting back. They're not answering the phone. By the way, it's a ruling. You have 2 days to return a phone call. How we get punished is another story. But it's hurting your client by not answering your phone. People trying to make an appointment, they put themselves as to call them for a showing, and then they don't answer the phone for 3 days. Whereas our wonderful HAR, Best in the Nation, MLS, has a free service to give showing directions that people don't have to do that. If you're not going to answer your phone, use a showing service.
Good point. Answer your phone.
Answer your phone. Absolutely. No,
but go back to the part where you're saying, so when you say it's going to be a ruling, it's going to be a ruling to answer your phone. Is that what you said?
That a broker in the middle of a transaction has 2 days to return a phone call, and now agents have 2 days to return a phone call.
Okay, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yes.
That's interesting, and
yes.
I think that's a good
protocol. I'm a member of the privileged and proud to say that for the last 3 years I'm on the MLS advisory group, and this is where we discuss all these things and have an MLS task force for fines and violations, of which I gave a class for Walzell agents. And I will say that probably 95% of the agents have never read them. All they have to do is put the keyword in, top MLS rules, and you will see what they are and how you can be fined.
As you mentioned, change is in every industry, certainly, and certainly in real estate especially. Things have changed.
This is a big change.
This year is a big change, but also, as you've been in the profession 29 years, you've seen a lot of change as well.
Exactly. I got into the foreclosures because the other market was down, and somebody said, come work for my broker. We're a foreclosure broker, and that's where it's at. And it was very profitable for me. I could sell 10 houses in a month because the brokers I worked for in that time period, 2006 to 2014, were strictly foreclosure brokers. That was all their listings were foreclosures.
We're talking with Judy St. Julien. The company is Wazell Properties. So as far as all these changes go, Judy, what are you going to be doing, if anything, different to navigate through the rest of this year, knowing what you know, being on the committee there at HAR and so forth? But how's that going to affect your business and what's your mindset as you go forward?
Well, my mindset is to have the talk with the seller that although it's misconstrued that sellers don't have to pay a buyer's agent, they cannot advertise it on MLS. That is the ruling. You cannot put a bonus to a sales agent. You cannot put any of that. We're working on, and we're probably working on it this week, of putting where seller contribution will be allowed. Nothing to do with broker compensation. You can put it on your Facebook page. You can take an ad out in the Chronicle. You can advertise your sellers paying 3%, 2%, 1%, anywhere you want except on MLS. And the talk, did I say you have to learn how to talk to your sellers? Is in the 29 years, I have a fellow agent, was licensed the same year. I asked her the question about 3 weeks ago. In the 28 years you were licensed, how many times did you sell your own property? And she said three. And she was on a reload team, so most of them were relocations. I said two, and both of them were a disaster. The person bringing you that buyer with the money is the buyer's agent. Okay? So it's going to limit low income, middle income, veterans will not have the money to pay their agent. It's not yet brought into the lending thing where they can add it into their loan. And you'll have to come up with some ideas. But before you show a property after August 17th, you will have to have a buyer signed representation agreement. And you're going to have to let that buyer know what you charge for your services. So if it ends up that they pick out six houses for me to show them, and I'm going to have to call, this is why I'm saying, answer your phone, all six agents and say, is your seller paying any contribution? Because anything's negotiable in the contract. That has nothing to do with MLS. You can negotiate your commission in the contract. It has to be within, not the broker ratification page, but somewhere in the contract it has to be negotiated. And if they say 2% and I asked for 3%, then my buyer would have to come up with that 1%. If they have no money and the seller's not paying, you have to be able to tell your seller, well, look at all the people you're eliminating from looking at your house because they don't have the money to pay me, the buyer.
Well, it's going to be very interesting because it's now sounds like it's getting more complex for the real estate professionals out there. So we will be paying attention.
And they need to be educated. You need to educate yourself to it.
Ongoing education will prevail, no doubt about it. Judy, let's tell people how they can reach you, Judy St. Julien.
Yes, my phone number since 1999 is 713.
Since 1999?
Yes.
Wow.
298-4766.
Again, the number
713-298-4766.
And thank you for being with us, Judy.
And my email address.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Is the word saint spelled out, saint987@AOL.com.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me.
In today's litigious society, it is imperative to have the proper insurance to offset the many risks facing your business, especially if you're a real estate broker. Your errors and omissions and cyber liability insurance can help limit the threat of these risks if you know what to look for. Not sure if your insurance addresses the risks facing your business? Contact Stewart Insurance to be confident your brokerage can withstand these risks. Stewart Insurance, 866-798-2827. StewartInsurance.com. That's StewartInsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is, and he answers his phone all the time.
Yes,
John
sir.
John Bramlett.
Hello, Bill. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I called you one time. You answered it just like that.
I do. We, our president, Tom Carpentier, he stresses quite often that our best marketing tool is the phone.
No doubt about it.
In fact, during business hours, we have somebody answer the phone. It's not a a phone tree in any way. There's somebody answering the phone during normal business hours.
Indeed, there is. And I love that when I call about my policies.
Well, we appreciate that, Bill.
And here we are. Insurance prevails all the time. People always want to know, they anticipate the subjects and the topics you're going to bring up that relate to the insurance industries every week. So what do you have for us today, John?
Well, I think, you know, we talk a lot about different types of plans that people ought to consider. But today I'd like to talk a little about what you can do to minimize risk, and specifically cyber risk. And I came across 11 ways that a real estate company can minimize their cyber risk. Or minimize the chance that there would be some sort of a cyber incident within their company.
So that's one more than 10.
That's one more than 10, yes. It's not quite a baker's dozen, but one
nice.
More than 10.
Nice. Yes. So let's go. Do we start with 11 or do we start with the
we'll
first one?
We'll start with one, okay. Because that's really the first way is really the way you ought to begin. And that's just an assessment of your risk itself. So what are potential vulnerabilities that your company has? You know, what are those? What are the potential threats? Do we already have things in place to minimize those? Or if not, then maybe those are things that we need to address. So the first thing would be just to assess the situation. The second would be, based upon that assessment, what's that strategy going to be? How are we going to tackle it? You know, do we have issues with data protection? Do we have issues with network security? Do we train our employees? Do we train them enough? What do we train them on? Do we have response plans or business continuity plans if something were to happen? So those are kind of the things that you would want to look at during that strategy session. The third thing would then be some training for your employees. It's got to be consistent and it's got to be ongoing. It's not we do it one time and then go on. If you members of the Stewart family, we have every year we have training on cyber issues and things to look for and what we can do to recognize potential issues. And then there's always test emails that we receive as associates. So, you know, you want to continue to have that ongoing training to understand what the threats are and the fact that the threats are changing. So understanding what's currently in the marketplace, what are the things that are happening, what can you do to manage your password, things like that. So it's important to have that training. We always talk about MFA, multi-factor authentication, and that's really critical. And that's one thing that a company can do that can really minimize the chance that they could be nailed by a cyber criminal, is having multiple ways that you have to confirm who you are before you sign in, whether that be getting into data files, whether that be getting into your CRM, whether that be getting into your emails. The fact that you've got to confirm who you are in multiple different ways, that's a really great tool to minimize the chance that you've got these bad actors coming in and either stealing funds or stealing data. The fifth way is just making sure that your software is updated and patched on a regular basis. So software companies send out patches and updates on a regular basis. We receive those on our cell phones. You know, are we accepting them? Are we doing those updates? Because that can go a long way to minimize the risk, because these cyber criminals, if they see a software package that's not been updated, that is in a sense out of touch, that's an easier way for them to infiltrate the company. So updating that, you know, making sure that you've got a firewall and an intrusion prevention system. So you've got that first line of defense to keep these bad actors from getting into the systems. Consider email and web security protocol. So how do we email? Do we have MFA? If there's an attachment on an email, how do we handle that? Do we just assume the attachment's okay? Do we verify that attachment? If so, how do we verify that attachment? So those are really important things, because that can be really the scary thing, is if we have these bad actors, and whether it be phishing or social phishing, and they're pretending to be somebody else, so they're using social engineering, they're pretending to be ABC title, and they're sending out an email to a real estate professional that just finished closing a piece of business. And since it's not unusual to receive information from a title company and you click onto the attachment, assuming everything's fine, now the bad actor has access to your system. So they're not sending out emails that look like they're from you. They're sending out emails from you. And that's a significant difference. So, you know, taking that breath and saying, let me confirm that attachment before I open it. And when you confirm that attachment, don't use the phone number on the email, because many times now the bad actors have call centers, but go back to a business card or go back to their website or the original documentation for the transaction and get the correspondence, the phone number there, and then reach out to confirm the attachment.
These guys have these people have an imagination, and not only do they work and exploit any potential crack or weakness, but they work in teams, which is even scarier. As you're saying, they have people that are working with them to accelerate or to continue the potential fraud. So it's, we have to always be on our toes. And as we're seeing and even talking about a little bit more today, all the things that the real estate professional has to be aware of at this point in time. And as things change, when we think about cyber security and protection, it gets even more complicated. So we have to be on our toes at all times, all of us.
Yes, we do. The eighth thing that you can do to minimize that risk is have a data backup and recovery protocols. So are you backing up your data? Is it in a offsite server or is it in the cloud? So it's not just backed up in your office, but also backed up offsite. And then what do you do in case you do have an issue? What are the protocols that you have established to recover that data in case you do have an issue? So again, having that not only set up, but understanding what that is so that when it does happen, you're not having to figure out what to do. All you're doing is reacting based upon the protocols that you've established. It's always great to segment your network or segment your data. So if you can have different networks or different data in different places, then it minimizes the chance if somebody gets into the system that maybe they can only get to one aspect of the private personal information you have or the funds that you have versus getting into the whole network. So that's important. Number 10 would be look at the third parties that you work with. Who are your partners? What are their risk management protocols in place? What are they doing to prevent cybercrime? In many cases, it's recommended that you have some sort of a cybersecurity requirements within the contract that you have with your business partner so that you're holding them responsible and you're hoping that they're taking this as seriously as you are. Because what you would be horrible is if you do everything you can, but your partners haven't done anything, and because of their lack of discipline or lack of facing this issue, that it suddenly affects your business or your clients. So many times it's really important to see what your vendors, what your partners are doing, and in many cases have requirements in those contracts that they need to have these certain risk management programs in place. Because we're seeing that a lot with when we're writing cyber insurance or even other business insurance for our clients, the insurance companies are holding our clients accountable and have expectations that they need to meet prior to even writing coverage. So that's important to keep that in mind. And then the last one would be just once you've done all that, then let's look at carrying some cyber coverage.
StewartInsurance.com.
StewartInsurance.com. And we can work with our clients not only on the coverage, but we can help them with some of the things that we've learned from a risk management perspective.
And as you were saying on point number 10, see, I was keeping track, John. Right?
I appreciate that.
On number 10, partnerships. They are so important for the real estate professional. In fact, this show, Stewart Insurance, Stewart Title, this is a very unique initiative and partnership within our own company as we go forth to entertain, inform, and inspire, all those things. So partnership for the real estate professional, they too choose title companies. They have people with insurance. They have, and it's important to have the right partners. So we've learned several things today. Answer your phone. Have yes. The right partners, too. How about that one?
Have the right partners, and then make sure that the right partners have the right coverage.
It's a circle of life.
It is. It is. But I mean, but really, those are not insurmountable tasks. But doing those 11 things, you know, the first 10 can help you minimize that chance of risk. Because, again, all risk is there's the probability of something bad happening. And then the exposure is going to be the financial damages based upon that risk. So if you can do the first 10 to minimize that risk, then you lessen the chance of something bad happening. And number 11, having coverage, you offset that exposure, you offset some of that cost onto an insurance company.
And as I think about it, in doing something correctly, and that could be anything, and or improving where we want to get from point A to B in terms of improvement, to do something better, to do a task better, our profession, usually it's always step number one, just like what you presented, assess where you're at. So yeah, you have a gauge, so you have a barometer, then you go forth.
Yeah, so assess where you are, determine where you need to make the first steps, and then take action.
I can hardly wait to what you're going to bring forth next week. This blockbuster stuff right here.
Well, thank you, Bill.
As I said on Facebook today, on the recent post, insurance gold, no doubt about it.
Well, I appreciate it. No, we really do strive to make sure that our clients are properly insured, whether they be independent title and attorney companies, real estate brokers, realtors, property management firms, or our families and individuals that we help with their personal insurance, just to make sure that you're comfortable with the coverage that you have. You understand what you're taking on as a risk versus what risk you're passing on or offsetting to the insurance company. And if you're comfortable with that, then in our eyes, you're properly insured.
You know, I was in the Seattle airport, and someone that far away, believe it or not, was listening to the show, and they said, "Hey, I hear the show all the time, but can I be properly insured?"
And you said,
"Absolutely."
And what was your recommendation?
I said, give them a call at
866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. You can learn more about us at stewartinsurance.com or email us at stewartinsurance@stewart.com.
And what if I'm on Galveston Island?
Well, we have the brand new Galveston Island hotline, 866-798-2827. We're about to establish one for both Cypress and Clear Lake, and it'll be 866-798-2827.
Covering all the bases in a tremendous way. Thank you so much, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Bill, always a pleasure.
I say it on many occasions, and that is to stay close to your Stewart Title business development officer person, wherever you are, right here in the Houston area or anywhere else. And right now, Maggie Green is with us, and we just mentioned Galveston Island, and here she is from Galveston, Maggie Green. Hey, Maggie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
And it's been a while, so we are so glad that you're here. Let's tell people about the historic and famous Galveston office for Stewart Title.
Yes, so we are the original Stewart Title office, which was founded in 1893.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it's a beautiful building. So come down and see us. It's at 222 Kempner Street. Downtown Galveston.
And we think about history and Galveston. So much Texas history has occurred in Galveston. I mean, I can't cite it. I remember reading something. There's like 10, 12 things. The first insurance company, first real estate company, might even have been the capital, but don't quote me on that. But when someone is in Galveston for a historic reason or looking at some of the history of our great city there, it's fascinating. And Stewart Title is a big part of the history of Galveston.
Absolutely. We even have some of the historical artifacts still in our building. So if you come and see us, I can take you on a little tour.
So that, and what's really nice is when people come and see us and bring real estate contracts.
Yes.
We love that, right?
Absolutely. Yes. That's definitely wonderful.
But as you're saying, I remember on my trips to the office, there are so many historic things, as you're saying. There's documents. Sam, there's a document there, at least one signed by Sam Houston.
Yes, sir. There is.
And a safe that, I don't know how y'all move this safe. And what say, there's a big safe for those listening. That's it's an antique, no doubt. But yes. About what year and what's in the safe that you have there?
Everything from 1893, I'm guessing.
Amazing? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here you are to be serving buyers and all the real estate transactions right there at Stewart. It's got to be, you have a unique role working in such a, where the company began. So in some way, there's some extra responsibility put upon you, I think, to be an ambassador.
Yes, sir. There is. But I love it. It's a wonderful job. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's tell people what's happening in the Galveston office, but also some people don't know that there's also a second office we have in the Galveston area, and that's called the West End, right?
Yes, sir. Our West End office has combined with our downtown office, but we still will do closings out there. So if you do want to close at our West End office, just let us know and we will go down there. It is not open it's not open during office hours, but like I said, if you do want to open or do a closing at the West End, we will love to come out there and do a closing with you there.
And in fact, that office is, you could see the water from the the building. So there's the actual ocean there, right?
Yes.
As far as, other than the real estate transactions that we're helping people with every day through these many 130 plus years, as far as what's happening in Galveston, Maggie, give us an idea of I hear everything's moving there. There's so much business activity. There's a new business here, another new restaurant. Give us a feel on that, because you live right in the area.
I do, yes. It feels like we're growing pretty quickly. There's always something happening. There's always something new coming up, popping up.
Things. Bunch of things. In fact, even not just within Galveston, but I know on the way to Galveston, there's a lot of things that are happening there in terms of construction and businesses
yes.
and things.
Yes, there is.
Oh, and as I tell people about our business development people, why they're so important. They're important because you have activities helping real estate professionals, activities that help from an education. We've talked about all these things that are changing, continuing education, but also fun activities. Give people an idea of some of the things that you have up and coming there in your Galveston area.
Yes, sir. So you mentioned our continuing education classes. We do have quite a few that we have coming up over the next several months. So we'll be doing our Legal 1 and Legal 2 update classes, also the Code of Ethics class. We also will be focusing on some classes having to do with rentals, because those are very popular in Galveston.
That's right, yes.
As you know. So we want to be educating our realtors on rentals and how to sell those. We also are very involved with the community. So, for instance, I'm on the board of the directors at the Galveston Humane Society. So we have the Surf dog competition coming up, which is a lot of fun. That is happening in July, which is, I believe, July 20th.
Surf? What's going to happen there? Are the dogs going to go in the water?
Yes, they actually get on surfboards and compete.
How nice.
1 year, a cat won.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it's a true story. It
doesn't sound like it's legal, but okay.
It's a true story.
Dogs on surfboards, what could be better?
Absolutely. And we love volunteers, so come on out and volunteer with us. It's also a great networking event. I'm involved with, Stuart Title is involved with the Chamber of Commerce Sea Crew. And the Sea Crew is for business professionals under 45. We have a lot of agents and even a few brokers on the Sea Crew as well. And we do a crawfish boils and a lot of fun events there. We also are doing, at Stuart Title, we're doing an open house coming up soon on July 10th. So please come and
at our historic location.
So that will be a lot of fun. We'll be serving brunch throughout the day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then we also have another event that we have coming up, which will be our headshot party. And that will be sometime in August.
Well, as I said, so many great things that you and the team are doing. And people may not remember all that, but they can call you to find out more if they want to. I mean, I'm going to be there for the dogs and the surfboards. And if a cat sneaks its way in, that's even better. So let's tell people how they can reach you, Maggie Green, doing tremendous work there 24/7 at Stuart Title, our historic Galveston office.
Yes, sir. You can reach me at 409-356-3981. Or you can email me at Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, dot green, like the color, at stuart.com. 409-356-3981.
Thank you so much, Maggie Green.
Thank you so much, Bill. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Here she is, Jana McGuire. Jana, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill. Thank you.
Good to see you again.
How are you?
Well, I can't wait till the weather cools off a little bit so we can wear our jean jackets again. Just saying.
Yes, no twinning.
Well,
until, you know, wintertime.
And we will be doing that, no doubt about it. So let's tell people about your office at Stuart Title, where you're serving.
So I'm Stuart Title in Clear Lake off Space Center Boulevard in Bay Area, and we are close to NASA. Space Park. So if you know where NASA is in that area, we're right there. Come down and visit Space Center. It's really cool. And definitely stop by Stewart Title in Clear Lake and come tell me hi.
When the Rolling Stones were in town, we know Mick Jagger. He was right close to the office there. And when we think about the Space Center in Clear Lake and Stewart Title, I mean, we're known as the space city around. I mean, we're known as many things, right?
I know. We have some really cool things going on in our area. And then I also have a neat event that we've never done before. It's a Mexican bingo. And we're going to do a bingo. Yeah, but they call it Mexican bingo.
And why is that?
It's a different way, a different pictures, and I'm learning as we go. So
when does that
take
place?
It takes place June 27th at Mamacita's, or actually Mamacita's.
Mamacita's.
Off Nassarwood 1.
So many great things are going on.
Yes.
So as far as, and then right now, give us a quick word on the business activity, how you see things working out here for the next couple months or so.
They slowed down at the beginning of summer, but I'm thinking from graduation parties, graduates, seniors, and families trying to figure out if they want to move or not. But we have seen a little bit of an uptick this past week, so that's a good thing.
And of course, if you're thinking about the map, the Space Center, you just keep going down, and then you're going to be at Maggie's office in Galveston. So
yes.
It's kind of like we're going right down that, and those listening outside of this area, right down Interstate 45 until we hit the ocean, and then that's
and
it.
And then it dead ends down there.
It dead ends, but you and the team are serving in a tremendous way right there at Stewart Title. How can people reach you, Jana McGuire?
832-244-3439. 832-244-3439.
Not to be confused with Jerry McGuire, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Just Jana
McGuire, the one and only. Thank you for being with us. And now, going to a totally different part of town, also historic in so many ways. How about Cypress, Texas, and Kim Dawkins? Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, here you are, doing tremendous work all the time. And Cypress, let me tell you, I've been at Stewart Title now almost Labor Day is 11 years, right?
Okay.
That was my first day, the day after Labor Day. I was so excited to get the job. I almost came in on the holiday just to say, hey, I'm ready for action. But I didn't. That said, from day one, those many years ago, I heard so much about Cypress.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Let's give people an idea how powerful and how much business activities happens in Cypress.
Well, there's a lot of growth out there. I mean, everything seems to be, you know, of course, moving out. But we have just a lot of new build. Bridgeland and Town Lake, they're some of the top master plan communities, in all of Houston. So there's just a lot going on out there, a lot of people moving into Cypress, a lot of great schools, and people are even starting to move out a little further than Cypress, so like Waller, Hockley, and just further out. So, you know, everything's kind of moving along.
Yes, so all of a sudden Cypress is like the Heights, but not.
Not quite.
But that's right. Different. So if we were going a little bit more west of Cypress, what's the next town we hit?
I mean, you're going towards Katy, right?
Okay, so there's Katy.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about Cypress that's interesting is it has so many, it has beautiful homes,
mm-hmm.
Stewart Title's there.
Absolutely.
Blockbuster. But also they have the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
And every now and then I'll go there for lunch just to have a different scene where you can actually be in a suburb, but there's water there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great area. You can sit at a lot of the restaurants. And, yeah, there's like a little beach area. You can watch the boats go by. You can walk around and shop and, you know, just hang out and people watch. And it's really, really nice. There's a lot to do there.
And people also brag about the school districts there, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Great school districts. Well, my kids are in Waller, but Cypress is amazing for schools for sure.
That sounds awesome. Also, you have a very notable, all our escrow officers are tremendous, but let's tell people about one of the main stars there in Cypress.
Yeah, well, we have four amazing escrow officers. So Sharon Bristow has been with Stewart her entire career for over 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
same
I just
place.
Cannot. Yeah, same place, same office. You know, they've moved a couple times, but always with Stewart Cypress. And she's just a wealth of knowledge. I mean, people call her all day, all night. She answers her phone on the weekends for title information and input. She's just an amazing person. We also have three other escrow officers. One is bilingual. Marby Phillips is our bilingual escrow officer. So if you ever have a need for that, she's amazing. Crystal Goldie is there as well. And so is April Collier. And they've both been, actually all three of those escrow officers have been in the title business for over 20 years.
And don't tell Crystal Goldie, but I always enjoy her Facebook posts.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
I think she might have heard.
Yeah, probably. Oh, well, yeah. Oh boy.
And she's a big listener to the show. I know
she
that.
She sure is, yeah.
Well, Kim, you're doing tremendous work out there, but also you have so many things that you're helping the real estate professional classes. I know I got to talk at one of the classes. Mm-hmm. But also, let's have anything coming up we should know about?
You know, I've been doing, during the summertime, I don't have a lot of classes in my office. I do a lot of brokerage specific classes. So I did want to say that if you're at a brokerage and you have a need for something, I will come and host a class. So we're doing a couple survey classes for one of my big brokers. And then we have a contract class coming up actually that you can join in Zoom. It's in July. And then just some other random classes coming up for other brokerages. But, you know, it's just very specific to each brokerage right now. In the fall, we'll start picking back up on classes in the office.
So it's real easy, like I said at the very beginning of this, stay close to your Stewart Title Business Development Officer. If you don't know who they are, you might even be in another state, as Stewart Title is an international company. We're all over the place, but right here in Houston, just go to Stewart.com, find the closest office, and if it happens to be Cypress and you want to call Kim Dawkins, let's tell them the number, Kim.
713-203-8640. 713-203-8640.
The historic Cypress office. Thank you, Kim, for being with us.
Thanks, Phil.
And as we close the show, here she is, Becky. Becky Ray.
Yes.
Allegiance Realty. Well, Becky, here we are closing things down. Mm-hmm. What else do you want people to know about what you're doing?
Well, I want everyone to know, too, that I do marketing classes and I have my own podcast. So I wanted to tell everybody about my podcast. It's The Authentic Come Up. It's all about entrepreneurship and goal setting.
And where do they find this podcast?
You can find us on Apple, iHeartRadio, everywhere that there's a podcast.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, yes.
So you're hosting the podcast?
Yes, I have a host, or I'm the host, and I have a co-host as well.
Who's the co-host?
Her name is Cameron Forte.
So again, the name of the podcast is?
The Authentic Come Up.
So that sounds awesome. And I bet you're like me. You enjoy talking to people, don't you?
I really do. Yeah.
Super awesome. And if someone wants to reach out to you to buy or sell real estate, mm-hmm. Becky, what's the number?
The number is 254-500-3914. 254-500-3914.
Thank you so much, Becky Ray. Hey. And now, Judy St. Julian. Judy, as we close the show, what else do you want people to know? We already told them, answer the phone, but what else would be a good word?
Well, I also offer to fellow agents and agents in other companies. I do one-on-one mentoring, and I also do transaction coordination. So all your paperwork is there. You don't have to worry about it. If you're a busy agent, you may need to use a transaction coordinator, or you just don't know yet. And I do that as a side business as well.
There you are, helping buyers and sellers, even serving on the board and these additional things.
Yes.
How do you keep all these things in balance, Judy? Good answer.
And I don't know.
And let's tell people.
I'm a night person, so I do a lot of this.
You know, that
stuff
explains a lot right there by having that extra time.
And I do tell my clients, you can call me up to 11 o'clock at night, but please don't call me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Because I do a lot of the work late at night. And it comes like second nature for me to do paperwork and stuff.
And the phone number again is?
713-298-4766.
One more time?
713-298-4766.
Thank you so much, Judy St. Julian.
And thank you once again.
Thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick, together with John Bramlett and all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. We appreciate you listening, and simply go to Stewart.com/radio. That's Stewart.com/radio, where you can see and hear the shows and also access past shows from even years ago. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.